101.
Thank you.
Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started this morning with music by Joseph Haydn. We heard the first movement that comes from his Sonata No. 40 in G major for keyboard. That was pianist Marc-André Amelin playing. And I'm actually going to tell you a little about this piece right now, just to clarify the structure of that opening movement particularly. It's what's known as a double variation form, which was a particular favorite of Haydn's. And in double variation form, what you have is a pair of themes with some sort of very significant contrast between them. Very often, and most commonly, and this is the way it was used in this piece, the first theme is in major and the second theme is in minor. Could be the other way around, but in this case, that's the way it was. And so each theme is stated sequentially, and then the first theme receives a variation, and then the second theme receives a variation, and then the first theme receives another variation, and so on. It goes like that. So the favorite structure of Haydn, in this case, applied to a piece that is, it's got something a little bit courtly and stately about it, but there are times also when it surprises, particularly as it did at the end there. We're going to come back and hear the only remaining movement there. It's just a two-movement sonata. We'll hear the finale of that sonata in a few minutes. Right now, though, let's do weather and road reports. And by the way, sorry I wasn't able to be here yesterday. I have a guest visiting this week and wanted to be able to spend some time visiting yesterday morning. And also, it was so hot inside, we both independently ended up waking up around 4 in the morning and decided, that's it, done, get up, just, you know, get on with it. So by the time that the showtime rolled around, I was feeling a little sleepy. Okay, let's see, yesterday's low, 17.4, the high made it up to 34.9 degrees. That was not the hot spot in BC. Lytton was 32.9, but Osoyoos made it up to 36.7, so considerably warmer than we were. Environment Canada, as of 7 a.m., 20 degrees. Environment Canada tells us today it will be sunny. Excuse me, wind from the northeast at 20 kilometers per hour this morning, a high today of 33 degrees, and the UV index at 7, which is high. Tonight, clear. Wind from the east at 20 kilometers per hour, becoming light late in the evening, a low tonight of 16 degrees. And of course, it's so at this time of year, it's a little misleading. Those lows, they don't hit until between about 6 and 7 a.m. And it doesn't last for very long, which is why it ain't cooling down inside very much at night. Friday, sunny, a high of 37, and then the weekend is going to be the worst of it. Saturday, sunny with a low of 14, a high of 39. Sunday, sunny with a low of 20, a high of 39. I say the worst of it, and maybe to you it's the best of it. When the temperatures get past about 35, I will admit I do find it a little warm for comfort at that point. And so I may very well test out my air conditioner on the weekend, make sure it's still working. Taking a look at conditions across the country and around the province, let's start in Fredericton, New Brunswick, where it's 24 degrees and partly cloudy. Montreal, mainly sunny and 18. Toronto is 19 and mainly sunny. And in Iqaluit, they have haze at plus 5 degrees. Winnipeg, 20 and partly cloudy. Regina is sunny and 20 degrees. Yellowknife, 16 and mainly sunny. Edmonton, sunny and 14. Calgary, 14 and mainly sunny. Whitehorse is mainly sunny and 11. In Prince George, it is 12 degrees and sunny and a little closer to home. Clinton, sunny and 12. Hope, 16 and mostly cloudy. Kamloops, mainly sunny and 19. 13 degrees in Pemberton and in Vancouver, sunny and 17. And now I will need my notes for the highway report. There we go. And get back to the top of the page. So what have we got? Highway 1 south, although this affects both, I believe, both directions. There was a sinkhole that occurred at the Sailor Bar Tunnel on Highway 1 in the Fraser Canyon. Single lane alternating traffic with delays of up to 20 minutes where that's happening. And yes, it specifically says affecting both directions. And then we've got rock scaling. Where is that happening? Highway 1 in both directions between Yale Tunnel and Saddle Rock. Again, we're talking about in the Fraser Canyon, if you don't know. Between Yale Tunnel and the Saddle Rock Tunnel. And that will continue today and tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. No mention of delays or lane closures as a result of that, but just be aware there will be people working at the side of the highway. Highway 40, construction from 12 to 16 kilometers west of Lillooet, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, continuing through September 15th, single lane alternating traffic there. And then we go to Highway 99 south. Construction on Highway 99 south, 3 kilometers north of Pemberton, again affecting both directions of traffic. That'll be in effect 24 hours a day, starting... that started yesterday and will continue through tomorrow. Remember, 24 hours a day. Single lane alternating traffic where that's going on. And I think we've got a couple more here. Yes, construction from 14 to 28 kilometers south of Lillooet, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, continuing through September 15th. Single lane alternating traffic there. And finally, road work on Highway 99 south. This is at Porto Cove, just south of Squamish. That is in effect tomorrow is when that starts, 7:30 a.m. until noon. Yes, noon. Single lane alternating traffic in effect there. Right, I think that is it for the weather and roads. I guess I should mention BC Wildfire Management. There are now some significant fires of note, as they say, in the province. None in our area. There is one in the Kamloops Fire Center, which is part of what we are part of, but it's down in the Soyuz area, and the others are up north, I think in the Prince George Fire Center. As far as current fire bans go, I did check on that. Campfire is still permitted in the Kamloops Fire Center. Just a reminder that campfire is a very restricted definition. The burning materials must be in a pile no more than 0.5 meters in diameter and no more than 0.5 meters in height. So keep that in mind and expect that if this hot, dry weather continues, at some point the campfires will no longer be permitted in this in the Kamloops Fire Center. We'll just keep watching that and I'll let you know. You can also find a link to the BC Wildfire Management branch on the Radio Lillooet website. Okay, enough of all of that stuff. Let's go back to the music of Haydn. Since I wasn't here yesterday, I'm bringing you Piano Thursday today. And I know one of the encore shows that I played yesterday was a Piano Wednesday, but there can never be enough piano music, or never be too much piano music. Maybe that's what I really mean to say. So let's finish off this just a two-movement sonata by Joseph Haydn. So we had that first movement with its somewhat courtly nature. Now we get Haydn in total unbuttoned, break out the beer, have a really good time, show off a little bit kind of mode. This is a movement is marked presto. It's less than half the length of the first movement of the sonata. And you will hear Marc-André Amelin doing amazing things in this. He has recorded now 6 discs of piano music by Haydn. Not all that many pianists have really delved deeply into the Haydn piano sonatas. Most big-name pianists, you know, they may play have one or two in their repertoire, that sort of thing. But they haven't made that many big-name recordings. Alfred Brendel and Glenn Gould made sets of Haydn recordings. And after that, it's mostly small names until you get to Marc-André Amelin. I don't know if he's attempting a complete cycle of Haydn's works. Amelin himself has said that he doesn't usually try to undertake the complete this, that, or the other thing of anybody else. So I doubt that's the case, but he seems to really like Haydn's music, and he is giving it definitely the red carpet or platinum treatment or whatever you want to call it. So here he is with the finale of Sonata No. 40 in G major. Thank you. And another thing very typical of Haydn to just end things rather suddenly there. He certainly didn't announce that the musically announce that the ending was coming. It just kind of ran there, and all of a sudden, that was it, over and done with. That was the concluding movement, the presto, from the Sonata number 40 in G major by Joseph Haydn. Marc-André Amelin playing, and as I like to remind you, Marc-André Amelin, one of the very best pianists in the world today, and many more people than just I say than just me say that. I'm still working on my pronouns here. Okay, never mind. Anyway, he has performed right here in Lillooet, and I think that's a very cool thing. All right, 8:21. Let me tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lillooet. Things are a little busier now on Thursdays than they used to be, just because of a little change in the schedule. When Snooze Button wraps up, I will leave you with the Jazz Blues Soul playlist later today, Democracy Now! At 3 p.m. That's followed at 4 p.m. by Bobcat Logic. If you haven't heard Bobcat Logic yet, I urge you to give it a try. That's from 4 till 4:30. Consists of life musings, philosophical musings, historical musings, many other things by local resident Michael Hawes. And just always interesting to see what he's been reading about, thinking about, that sort of thing. That'll be followed at 4:30 with music from the Rock Pop playlist. And then this evening, 7 p.m., music for the Middle Ages. This is the new time slot for that program with your hosts, Jim and Aura. And if you haven't heard that program, I also encourage you to tune in. Jim and Aura usually pick a theme that they build their music around and talk about various things during the show and have a great deal of fun doing it. So that's 7 until 8, and that will be followed from 8 until 10 with a pre-recorded edition of an encore presentation of Wendy's Wonderland. That used to be heard on Thursday nights at 6, but now it's moving until 8 p.m. on Thursday nights. If you'd like to check out the details of the schedule, go to the website, radiolillooet.ca. You'll find a link to many of our shows in podcast form. You can listen to it at your convenience. And also a link to live streaming Radio Lillooet, which, for the most part, that link does seem to be working. Some computers it's not working on, and I'm beginning to think that that may be a result of computers that don't have all the most recent updates of this, that, and the other kind of driver and media player and such working, but still trying to work that out. But they do seem to work. The link does seem to work on most devices. Okay, we had Haydn. We're going to have some piano music by Scriabin now, and then we're going to move on to Albéniz, and if we have time, an encore. Alexander Scriabin, do we have his dates here? 1872 to 1915, Russian composer. Scriabin is a little bit crazy, actually. I don't mean to that derogatorily towards people with mental illness. With Scriabin, it was not a I don't think it was a clinical mental illness. It was a certain degree of megalomania, and I don't really know what the source of it was. As he got into his later years, and as you could probably tell from his dates, they weren't all that late. He was still in his 40s when he died. He began to think that his music had some sort of a messianic role to play. And towards the very end of his life, he was working on music for a big multi-day kind of outdoor concert that was supposed to be taking place somewhere in the Himalayas. And in addition to the music, there were going to be lighting effects with the music and scent effects, smell effects with the music. And his belief was that at the conclusion of this multi-day performance, that the entire, all of humanity would have been risen to some, lifted up to some new plane of consciousness or something. Anyway, he died before he could finish that piece of music. And so I guess the experiment remains to be seen what will happen if anybody else tries that. We're going to hear him in a fairly early-ish work, one written in his 20s, and then one maybe written towards the end of his 20s or his early 30s. The early-ish work is the Polonaise in B-flat minor. At this point, Scriabin was still very much under the influence of Frédéric Chopin. Now, this particular Polonaise, it does not sound all that much like Chopin, but the very fact that he chose to write a Polonaise, that is Chopin's influence, as Chopin was a master of writing Polonaises, and the fact that he wrote, I think, seven very famous ones during his mature career, that influenced many other composers to try their hand at writing Polonaises. This Polonaise, like all Polonaises, it's in the key time signature of 3-4, but again, like most Polonaises, it has a lot of martial qualities to it. That's just part of the style. And it's kind of big-boned and rather dark and probably requires very big hands to play. Then we'll move from that to the waltz in A-flat major, which is a sort of a transitional work for Scriabin, as he's moving more towards his later style. And unlike, for instance, a Chopin waltz, where you can hear m-pa-pa, 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 m-pa-pa in the left hand, you'll hear that in a few places in this, but not that many. This is really more sort of a meta waltz, if I can put it that way, or a very abstract or highly stylized kind of waltz. For one thing, there's a great deal of use of variation in tempo, very locally applied. This is known as rubato, which means robbed, referring to robbed time in the context of music. And there are all sorts of weird cross rhythms and things going on in it that, again, obscure the fact that it's a waltz. But I think it's a really interesting piece, and it does rise in its later stages to some heights of ecstasy, I think. So, two pieces by Scriabin, both of them about 6 minutes or so long, and we'll listen to this recording with Xiaoyin Wang playing the piano. Thank you. We've just been listening to two piano pieces separated by, about a decade or so from Alexander Scriabin. We heard first the Polonaise in B-flat minor, then the Waltz in A-flat major, and the pianist in both pieces was Xia Yin Wang. It is 8:40. I better get on to some public service announcements here for you. And so we'll start with the Lillooet Farmers Market. That's on tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. across from the post office. Lots of great stuff there. If you are a visitor to the Lillooet area, get out in the quasi-cool of the early morning and head to the Farmers Market. Lots of fun things to see and buy, and you can meet some of the locals. Bring some cash. If you want the best selection of baking, get there early. Aikido seminar is coming to Lillooet. They are starting, today. Yes, Thursday, July the 10th. It may be a little bit late to register for this if you're interested, but I'm going to give you the information anyway. There are seminars today. Registration starting at 4 p.m. and then the Aikido session 5 until 7 p.m. Another session tomorrow. Two more on Saturday. All of those taking place at the Miyazaki House grounds. And then there will be a day with a couple of sessions happening in the Yalakam Valley, although I don't have a specific location for this. And that will be Sunday the 13th in the Yalakam. To attend all seven sessions, that's the four that take place here in the Lillooet and the three that are taking place in the Yalakam. The cost is $100, and you can drop in on each two-hour session for a fee of $20 per session. If you'd like more information or would like to register, get in touch with Mariko Kage at 256-9325. You probably should try and reach Mariko as early as possible in the day, as I'm sure her daily day will only be getting busier as it goes on. The Great Plains, also known as Daryl and Saskia, are performing at the Miyazaki House on the grounds, I'm assuming. That will be Saturday, July the 12th at 7 p.m. It says here there will be a matinee sneak preview around 2 p.m. I think this event is free because it says donations are welcome. And their music described as fabulous folk with Celtic, bluegrass, country, and Euro flavors. And, well, some fruits are in season. If you have too much fruit, more than you can manage to pick, the Lillooet Food Matters Gleaning Project can help. They'll provide volunteers to pick your extra fruit. If you would like more information, call Angela at 256-0470. And let's see, I received this note from Leslie Hall. Want to tell you about Get Baked that will be going on during the Apricot Chocolate Festival. This is being put on by SWIMS, S-W-I-M-S. I'm assuming the last S in that stands for Society. This is the aim, the society that is working to keep the swimming pool open and well used. So during the Apricot Chocolate Festival, the Get Baked program will be on at the Friday night dance and then also Saturday evening on the rec center lawn, and they will be selling loaded baked potatoes. Loaded baked potatoes with the usual sour cream, cheese, chives, bacon bits, all that good stuff. So just something, one of the many things to look out for at the upcoming Apricot Chocolate Festival. And as I get more notices about events and things like that that are happening around that, we will be letting you know about them. That's it for public service announcements. Okay, we're going to turn to music by Isaac Albéniz for most of the rest of the show. We'll hear his Spanish Rhapsody for piano and orchestra. This is, as far as I know, his only work for piano and orchestra, and something makes me think that he did not actually live to complete the orchestration, that it may have been orchestrated by somebody else, but I couldn't find a reference to that in the liner notes for the CD, so I don't want to go on record as definitely saying that's the case. This is not as complex in terms of its harmonies and such as is found in Albéniz's solo piano music, particularly the set of pieces known as Iberia. Those are quite advanced, not only technically, but as I say, harmonically. This piece is, he backs off a little bit in terms of the strange harmonies, and it's just full of great, very instantly Spanish-sounding tunes and lots of virtuosity for the pianist. So we'll listen to this recording with Angela Cheng on the piano. She's playing with the Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra, and the conductor is Hans Graf. That was music by Isaac Albéniz. We've been listening to the Rhapsody Espanol for piano and orchestra, and that recording featured Angela Cheng playing the piano, who I don't believe, although she is a great Canadian pianist, I don't believe she is one of the great Canadian pianists who has played in Lillooet ever, which is a real shame. She was playing with the Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra, and the conductor was Hans Graf. It's 9:03. We're going to throw in an encore, and actually one of a reasonable size. But before that, I just want to mention regarding the hikes that are being put on by the Rec Center this summer. The hike schedule for this weekend, July 12th and 13th, that is scheduled to be a trip to Blowdown Lake, an overnight hike. Difficulty level is listed as moderate. The cost is $40. Supper and breakfast are provided. And also included in that is a general introduction to backpacking and hiking with a great deal of valuable information from your guide, Wayne Robinson. At this point, the Rec Center does not have enough people registered for that hike to go ahead as planned. So if you are interested in that or were thinking of that, by all means, please get in touch with the Rec Center as soon as possible, whose number I should have memorized but is escaping me for the moment. I think you'd have to get in touch with the Rec Center and get registered today for that hike to proceed on the weekend. And another day I will bring you the details of the remaining scheduled hikes. What are we at? 9:04. So we're going to turn to music by Louis Moreau Gottschalk. A couple of days ago I played the Capriccio Italien by Tchaikovsky, which includes towards the end of it a tune that is in the style known as a tarantella. The tarantella is a dance, a very lively dance that comes from southern Italy. And the name is often said to derive from the word for tarantula, and that it was a dance that was, some people say it was a dance imitating the moves of the tarantula. Other people say that it was a dance that was done if you got bitten by a tarantula to drive the poison out of your system. And other people say that the name comes from the city of Taranto, T-A-R-A-N-T-O, in southern Italy, and that it has nothing to do with tarantulas, unless the city of Taranto, that name, has something to do with tarantulas or vice versa. I don't know, and it doesn't matter. But as I say, always a fast, lively dance. They are always in 6-8, occasionally in 12-8. But in 6-8, well, in this case, you're going to get 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-3-4-5-6, 4-5-6. And they have very characteristic rhythms. Bum 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 da 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 bum bum bum, that sort of thing. That's what you hear in a tarantella. This one by Louis Moreau Gottschalk is one of the best and most fun that's ever been written. He wrote this piece originally for violin and piano, and then it proved to be quite popular, so he came up with all sorts of other versions of it, including one for piano and orchestra, but the orchestral parts were lost, and they had to be reconstructed in the 20th century from a two-piano version of the piece. Anyway, it's piano and orchestra that we will hear, and this is a very classic recording of this piece featuring American pianist Eugene Liszt, and he is playing with the Vienna State Opera Orchestra, conducted by Igor Buketov. I don't use the word awesome very often, but I think that's an awesome piece of music. Just love that. The Grand Tarantelle for piano and orchestra, music by Luri Moro Gottschalk, and that was a recording featuring Eugene List, who was playing